Blog Talk Radio.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Time for Bill, Uncle Bill the Thrill Parnell. And guess what? It's going to be a short show. I can just feel it now. Somebody going to come on and show out. And I'm going to say, you know something, that's just what I've been looking for. I'm going to say, well, why don't you come back on and do that tomorrow? Tomorrow show you up. Excuse me. That was a pretty good laugh. Tomorrow's show is just about already scheduled because what we're trying to continue to do is get some things situated to where you'll have some consistency. It just won't be Uncle Bill every day, all day, you know. And just wish me luck. I'll be sending out information tomorrow. Any of you all want to proofread my stuff, just let me know. Any of y'all want to design me some proposals and stuff, just let me know. I'll open up the door. I'll leave it open, let you come in and do your thing. You can put what you want on there, you know. You are the interim president. All of that. I need all the help I can get. So believe me when I say, if you really want a job in this industry and you want to take it by storm, I'm your man. I will do all I can to assist you with your thoughts and everything else about moving forward, as long as, like I said, it's not against the law. You know what I'm saying? I cannot and I will not come to you all with game or nothing else close to it. So please, don't come to me with none. Because, you know, you're right on the verge of winning the race and winning the gold in the Olympics, and then you're told that your urine sample came back positive. You know, you had PEDs in your system. You know what I'm talking about, y'all? I know some of y'all do. Some of y'all, you know, just you got those blinders on and you're still saying, well, that's not really happening. Shit, you better ask somebody. So all I'm saying is, we are at the pinnacle of the curve. You know what I'm talking about? People keep throwing your curveballs and everything else, getting in your business and messing things up. But we just can't allow that to happen right now because we're on the move. Now, if you can't take it no better than that, let me find some music for you. Give me, I was going to say 5 minutes. Give me a minute. Bye. One reason I know I ain't gonna be no total screw up with people and thoughts like this.
So I can bring a friend for free on Tuesdays. Hon, do I want to go to the movies with Rick on Tuesday?
I thought we were going to sit on a couch together on Tuesday.
Already got plans that night, sir. Hey, buddy. Hey, want to go see a movie? I'm an AT&T customer, so I can bring a friend for free on Tuesdays. Hon, do I want to go to the movies with Rick on Tuesday?
I thought we were going to sit on a couch together on Tuesday.
Already got plans that night, sorry.
It's fine. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm in.
I just might be scared by myself.
Brain check, buddy, next time.
It's fine. I'll call my sister.
Change plans. Let's do this.
She might have class, though.
No can do, Chief.
You know what? Go.
Oh, it's on. So we're going. Great, I think. Right?
Bring any friend to the movies for free on Tuesday. Check out this and other entertainment perks at att.com/attthanks.
You know, Bishop, this is home for me, and I'm so glad that I've been able to come back home. And, you know, a lot of times people are not respected at home because they take you for granted. But I bless the Lord that I'm able to be with you tonight and be a part of CBN.
Yes. You are blessed at home.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You are blessed everywhere you go, in the White House, Buckingham Palace, the Vatican.
I've never been to the
Vatican. No. I said you blessed there.
Oh, yeah.
And you call those things that be not as though they were.
If you want me, Buckingham Palace, I'm available. Praise the Lord.
Give me some dap. That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Tell us a little bit about what's about to happen, what's going on.
Let me just tell you this quickly before I tell you that. I believe.
That's Shirley.
I believe that this is the year of unfulfilled promises. There have been some promises that's been made to us. Don't have to wait for mama to die. There's some promises God have made to this generation, to the us's in this new millennium. And I don't know about you, but I'm expecting mine to be fulfilled any day. I believe that God is getting ready to do some things that's going to blow our spiritual minds. Does anybody believe that tonight? Hallelujah. I believe it, and it shall come to pass. It shall, because God made some promises to my mom. And they didn't come to fruition during her lifetime.
Yes.
But I believe that this is Shirley's time. And I believe that this is your time. All you have to do is just sit back and wait and watch God show up and show out. Now some powerful things are happening.
Your time because I saw you on the Legend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot that.
And you
Oprah Winfrey.
And tall. That's right. You know,
Oprah Winfrey, yes.
She was walking tall that night.
I really wish that I had the time, Bishop, to just tell everybody about how that the Lord blessed all of these beautiful stars to come together. And I was the only, I feel that I was the least among all of them, but I was the only pastor. So I still stood tall. And I just praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. Tom Cruise came over and kissed me.
All right.
And another one of them. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Bishop Williams is back there in the
All
back.
All right. He's over there.
It was just wonderful meeting Oprah Winfrey. And of course, it was not my first time meeting her. But she has certainly been a blessing. And I want to bless God for how she has blessed this girl's life. Amen, amen. And I just thank God because she looked back and she saw legends that she really appreciated. And I just praise God for that. But one thing that I want to let our area know is that I'm going to be having my conference soon. And, you know, because all these past years we've gone into the Civic Center, they tore it down a couple of months ago. But we're taking it to our church. And it's going to be awesome. See you there.
Shirley Steeves is going to sing for us one more time. Love you. Love you. Love you.
God bless you. And this is a copy of my new CD, and it's called I Know the Truth. Just talk about me just as much. Keep playing. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't cut it off. Come on. But this is the new CD, and it's called I Know the Truth. I'm expecting everybody to get one if you have not gotten one. We're going to talk about the eyes of the Lord because certainly if the Lord can smile in Buckingham Palace, he can smile right here. The young lady.
I know that y'all can understand it. If you're waiting for the Queen, you can wait for Pastor Shirley Caesar. Here she comes. Inspire me every time I get to see her because I seen how diligent she was in the walk, you know, and, you know, people say a lot of things, do a lot of things, and all of that. But this lady show, hold 1 second, y'all, got it all on the line. Dr. Parnell's office.
I'm sorry, is this Dr. Parnell?
Yes, it is, Ms. D.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
I'm the guy that was standing in his door telling you he heard about your food from everybody else, but he didn't ever see it.
Oh.
And then you was telling me, yeah, I think you had a hamburger or something for somebody.
Yes, for your neighbor.
Yeah. So, I'm on air right now, Ms. D, but you all right. I don't have any calls in or nothing. But,
okay, I won't be able to cook for a few days. I just lost my mother this morning.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry to hear that.
And, it's been a rough day for me. She went asleep in her house, and my brother stayed there with her, and he didn't know. You know, she had, well, matter of fact, she had one of her nitroglycerin pills in her hand.
Well, you have my condolences, but yeah, just like you already know, you know, you don't make no mistakes.
I know you don't.
So it's a blessing that she went the way she did, you know, because, you know, sometimes it's just meant to be.
Yeah, my mother lived to be 81 years old. They're having a hard time
reading
to see 50 now.
I was telling somebody on last night's show when I was young.
Hold on 1 minute,
Father. Okay. Yes, I'm still here, Miss D.
Let me call you right back. This is my daughter. I'm sorry.
Take your time, baby. You taking care of business. I'll be patiently waiting whenever you call me.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hello. I'm sure you all heard some of that, and if you didn't, let me tell you. Young, brand new friend of mine just lost her mom today, and you know, tragedy strikes, knocks you down for a minute, and sometimes a little longer. So you know, you can't be made equipped to handle it when it strikes like that. So you have to understand, hey. Everything's in disarray because you're really not looking for nothing, but you're seeing everything. And that's what tragedy does. It befuddles you. It gets you where it wants you to be, where you'll do something unnecessary. So that's part of the test. But again, tonight's show was based upon a young lady that's moving on up, moving up quickly. She came on Facebook, and, man, she took it by storm. I mean, had all kinds of people asking for her because they know what she's capable of doing. And then, you know, I'm beginning to see a lot of that in a lot of youngsters, period, both male and female. So the miracle, the charm is that however many different positions they put you in to fail, God will help you overcome them. Because I know for a fact the trick bag is out there. You know, if you go for the okie doke, if you get a little greedy, when you see what it is, they know you're a little needy, so they try to make you a little greedy. They'll put a little something out there for you. And after you accept it, they'll put a little bit more. And each other's time, they add a little to it, put a little bit more. And pretty soon, you are hooked, whether it's Nike tennis, Michael Jordan, whether it's, Act Like Mike and stuff like that, whatever they find out you like, they can make you enjoy it in abundance. But like I tell all my kids, the consistent part of it is that eventually you start paying. Whether it's go against your brother, go against your family, go against whatever, eventually you start paying. So with that being said, I would like to extend a hand, like I said, to any of you youngsters that's good at your craft. You are a design genius or whatever. Yeah, undoubtedly, you got to be good because you'll be toting me. Yeah, I can't do nothing but fail. Now, I can't be outdone. But I can be matched, I'm pretty sure, by somebody that I train. Yeah, I'm an arrogant SOB. I'm looking for somebody that want to be successful, ready to get out there and hit the bricks and do everything they need to do to total company. Because no, we ain't gonna never have to do it by ourselves as long as we can find somebody else to put in the mix, somebody trustworthy enough to wait to win. You just can't come in and automatically start making more money than I do. And guess what? I ain't making nothing. Because some of the things that need to be done, I can't do. And every twist and turn that I made, got somebody in here to do a little something. They just took my information and improved upon theirs. And they went somewhere else. That's what I'm saying. So the impatience of them waiting for my operation to get better or to even get put in the system will prove to pay off for me, however, because more and more I'm finding that professionals like what I'm doing to a certain extent, but they already have their own operation. So what they're doing is exactly what I would do if I were in their position. Try and get a percentage of mine and then add to there. But, ain't nothing wrong with that if you do it right, because I'm ready and I'm ripe for the plucking. Because I'm, my impatience is dwindling. I wouldn't be doing this show tonight. I would definitely have given it to somebody else. But like I said, everybody busy, everybody doing their own thing. And some people know I'm not going to go for the okey-doke because I ain't looking for something for nothing. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I'm looking for something for something. See, everything I do has a purpose. And suffice it to say, I've already seen some of my mountaintops and don't mind waiting to see this one because heaven forbid I let somebody in here that's going to mess up the reputation and the approval rating of what I've been going through for 7 years. Y'all don't hear me. Yeah, 7 years ago, I decided I was going to have to walk that walk, talk that talk, like I had been telling everybody else. Say, man, you're going to have to take that leap. What leap, man? What you talking about? I ain't going up on that. No, partner, no. The leap of faith. I know you hear me. I know you hear what I'm talking about. Because everybody that's anybody about to go into business or do something for themselves or their family or somebody else, you have to take that leap of faith. Because if you don't, you're going to get shot. You know, because it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. I didn't ask nobody. I didn't do nothing. And, you didn't pray on it. You didn't do nothing. You just jumped out there. Yeah, well, no, you know, sometimes the impossible works like that. But a lot of the time, you have to go through a mix. Now, I know a lot of times you ain't going to understand that because you ain't got no passion for the truth, no passion for facts. But sooner or later, the truth will set you free because you get smacked right in the face by, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. And that's because you didn't pray on it. Thought you were doing it by yourself. Like you've been thinking, you waking yourself up and all of that there. So, you know, it's just another rude awakening. So, I'm looking for something that can make you have thoughts about where you came from. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't did none of that by yourself. Yeah.
when I was about 12 years old. I was going to church, playing church. How many of you used to play church? Let me see your hands. Yeah, some of you still play. Now remember, I took out my child, but that's where I belong. And I jump and I shout and I come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. My brother was a pastor. Me and Andy, we were the members of the church. Let me tell you something. It's hard to come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you can be the Jesus of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home, still disobedient, didn't want to wash the dishes, didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line, didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Minute and a half, we went outdoors, we started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher, and we were the members in the church. He put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose, and he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. When I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. She said, Mama, the Shirley is out there playing with the Lord. Mom came to the door. And she looked out there and saw me shouting, dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just like that. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
Received a phone call just a little earlier about one of my friends. Well, I call her my friend now because she let her call me back. But she lost her mother, and she was just saying the same thing. You know, I want my mom. So, with that being said, I'm pretty sure a few of y'all, you others, know how that feels. I lost my mom in 1988. Yeah, pretty long time ago, almost 30 years. So, you know, when it hits hard. But then after you think about it and start thinking about all the good times, yeah, I remember Mom. So the expectations of tonight's show, as I stated earlier, and I'm just trying to slow drive it out. Wasn't too long to begin with, but I supposedly had a couple of people that was going to call in, and that we were going to discuss miracles. know, because if you really don't believe in miracles, I think after I tell you a little about me, you might want to redecision that thought. Yeah, that's a new word. I just made it up. So, March 3rd, 1979, I got stabbed in the left eye, laid in the floor, and died two times that night. Died on the way to the ambulance after laying there quite a long while because the attendants didn't even know whether or not they were going to have to take me to the hospital. They said I just looked like I was knocked out. I was bleeding on the inside. So I died on the way to the ambulance. They were, and if I hadn't been on the way to the ambulance, I would have died probably forever. But they were able to bring me back and get me to the hospital, Parkland Hospital. You know, that was it for us back then. And so I got in the hospital and died on the operating table. So right now I'm sitting here telling y'all about it. So undoubtedly I didn't do it. The doctors didn't do it. So you tell me. All right. I died a couple of years back, too. I was on operating table. They were taking a, don't know what they said. It was not cancerous stone out of my body, kind of large stone. And after they removed it, gave me a lot of ability to do some of the things that I hadn't been able to do, like walk better and everything else. But before they got me off of the table, I stopped breathing. I had sat up and did some talking, they said, or something, and all of a sudden, breath left. So they called my brother. But before he could get there, they had revived me because it just wasn't my time. They didn't know what to do. They didn't even know what happened. So, yeah. So if you don't believe in miracles, you know, you can stop talking to me. So, because I definitely have a reason to. But with that being said, what we're going to do before we... before we do that, for this young lady whose mother just passed, I'm gonna do this one for her.
Mama, can you be? That has two sons.
Don't drive the thought away. She'll be there forever and ever, as long as you keep them good thoughts about her.
This son loves his mama so much. He said, Mama, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna take care of your mama, just like you've been taking care of me. Oh, oh. Tell the brother, y'all gonna help me tonight. He was no good. He stayed in trouble all the time. And get a son out of trouble. I love tonight. No boy at school. One went to college. That old no good boy left home. That mother whacked a finger to the bone and sent that boy to school. She put me in Washington. I want my boy to be somebody. He said, Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher, Mama. Do you know what they told? angel went to her. She said, honey, your mommy's in the way now. You ought to get rid of your mom. We got a lot of young folks like that. She can use a bad angel. She can use a six and that. This year and that. I want you to put in an old folk home. Somebody see it. Thank you. time our guests come over, when my doctor friends come to the house, mama's always praying and speaking in tongues. I'm on my way to the old home. Yes, I am. They don't know, good son, say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did you say you're going to the old folk home with my mother? So that's where I'm going. He said, oh, no, you're not. Mama! I'm not running in the limousine. My car's no good. My car's almost full out.
Tonight to tell all of our young people,
do not accept no for an answer. Somebody's going to tell you that you're not capable of learning. Your head is too hard. Your skull is too thick. But look at your neighbor and tell them the devil is a liar. Put your right hand at yourself and said, I can learn. And I am going to school. And so I want to dedicate this song tonight for Lou David. Come here, son. I want to sing this song and dedicate it to all of these young people. You know, I know y'all been getting into it, but I want to slow it down just a tad, because I want our young folks to know that when you add it all up, the cost of real love, it's not in the sneakers, it's not in the designer jeans. Hello, somebody. I believe in bringing it right down front. But the cost of real love is no charge. One evening while she was fixing stuff, and he handed a piece of paper he had been writing on, and so after she wiped her hands on her apron, she took the letter in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. If I'm making up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. If I play with my brother, mama, while you went out shopping, 25 cents. Thank you.
down there with great big old tears in his eyes, and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. And then he reached out and he got the letter in his hand, and he turned it over, and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
I guess I get these in the next 2 seconds. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for coming through at the big time when I really needed someone to listen, and you all did it very well. So have a great night, and holla. Y'all know it's time to whoop the queen for that 15. I'm all in. Shout out.